Thank you, Abuna. It's wonderful to be back. It was a trip of a lifetime. And thank you for your prayers. The trip went off without a hitch, and we returned safely, having a wonderful experience. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. This morning marks the second Sunday in Great and Holy Lent. For us Orthodox Christians, and also this year for all Christians throughout the world. And as we continue our preparation for the great feast of Pascha later on next month, we hear once again the miraculous story of the four men who carried their paralyzed friend on a stretcher and who broke through the roof of a house in the town of Capernaum, which is located at the northern edge of a large lake called the Sea of Galilee, in the region of Galilee where Jesus began his early ministry. And the gospel says that Jesus was there in that house, and that he was preaching to a group of people who had crowded into that house to listen to him. The gospel says so that there was no more room for people to even move. Those four men, wanted to help their friend. And they had faith that it was Jesus who could heal him. But because of the crowd, they couldn't get to Jesus. So they decided to climb up on that dry clay roof, which was typical of the houses back then and in that region, and they broke through it in order to lower their friend down to the feet of Jesus, who was teaching in the room below. And the gospel says that Jesus healed that man on that particular day in Capernaum, saying to him, "Arise, take up your bed, and go to your house." And it says that all the people who were there who witnessed that miracle had never seen anything like it. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this gospel story given to us on the second Sunday of Lent, each and every year, is for sure a story about faith. It's about the faith of the men on the roof. And it's about the faith of the paralyzed man who was lowered into the house at Jesus' feet. And it's about the faith of those in the crowd who witnessed the miracle and who were amazed. And it's about the faith that each and every one of us are called to hold within our own hearts as Christians struggling in this world. But for me, what is the most amazing element about this particular gospel on this particular Sunday during this particular year is that for me and for 40 other blessed individuals, it was only a few short days ago that we were all standing together in that city of Capernaum, which is called the City of Jesus in Scripture, and we were looking at that very house where Jesus was preaching and in which this miraculous biblical healing event took place over 2,000 years ago, and that house is still there in ruins. And to be standing there at that place during the first week of Great and Holy Lent, knowing that we would be reading this gospel the following Sunday, was an experience that I am hard-pressed to be able to put into words. In fact, our entire trip to the Holy Land seems more like a dream than anything else. Because for most of our visit, I was in a total state of disbelief, really. I couldn't believe what we were seeing. For me, it was much more than just a simple sightseeing tour. For me, this visit to the Holy Land was a gift that has forever changed the way I look at our Christian faith and how I understand Christ's Holy Church. Because it was there in the Holy Land that I had a chance to witness firsthand true Middle Eastern Christian hospitality from the multitude of individuals who showered us with their generosity each and every day and at every city we visited throughout Palestine and in Jordan. Many of those people were from our own family members, relatives, and friends from our own parishioners here at the Basilica of St. Mary, who took time to meet with us and who welcomed us even into their homes. And we were met there by numerous priests who greeted us with brotherly love and opened their churches for us to pray and to sing and to reflect as we struggled to comprehend that we were standing and venerating the very same places where Jesus Christ himself stood, where he lived, and where he prayed, and where he preached, and where he performed so many wondrous miracles. We were even blessed with a visit in our hotel lobby in the city of Bethlehem one evening, with a visit from Archbishop Theodosius Tallahanna from the Patriarchate of Jerusalem, who spent the evening with us and who is a passionate advocate for peace and unity in Palestine, and who met with us, who blessed us, and welcomed us to the Holy Land. And throughout our visit, one of the places that we saw was the cave where Jesus was born. And I had the opportunity to venerate the altar there and receive communion in that church of the Holy Nativity just last Sunday in the city there in Bethlehem. An opportunity I will never forget, and I'm so grateful for. And we also walked the beautiful, steep, mountainous hills in the city of Nazareth, where Jesus grew up. And we saw the location where Mary received the message from the Archangel Gabriel that she would give birth to a son and that she would name him Jesus. And there in that church of the Annunciation, we all gathered together at that most holy place and we sang together the angelic hymn, "Rejoice, O Virgin Theotokos, Mary full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, for you have borne the Savior of our souls." And I'm telling you, there are no words to express the extreme serenity and humility that comes from this kind of experience. And then we also saw the church marking the place where Jesus turned water into wine, the place of his first miracle. And we witnessed for ourselves two of the 6 stone water pots from that miracle that we read about in Scripture, which are still preserved in that church in the city of Cana in Galilee. And then, of course, the old city of Jerusalem and the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. This was the most incredible day of our entire trip, I think. I was really speechless for most of that morning. We saw the gate where Jesus entered the holy city on Palm Sunday, and we walked up the road, Via Dolorosa, the way of suffering, to the place where Jesus was beaten and where he was mocked and where he was crucified on the cross. And we saw where he was buried. And then we entered the church of the Holy Resurrection, where I lit a candle and I prayed for each and every single one of you in this entire community. It was all totally surreal, just like a dream. Yet somehow, being there was strangely familiar. But trying to put words to what we experienced over the last 2 weeks has been very difficult for me. And yesterday, I was speaking to Father George about the difficulty that I was having in describing this most amazing trip. And he said to me these words. He said, what he believes is the most important about a trip like this, which he was able to do the year prior, is that we learn what not to take for granted. And I really think he's right. Because although we got to see firsthand all those places described so beautifully throughout Scripture, the truth is that it's not the place itself that makes it holy, but rather it's the faith of those who believe that makes those places holy. And what I think we always need to remember is that this same faith exists with us right here and right now. Every time we come together and call upon the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Every time we come to receive Holy Communion, we are united with the Church Universal, all those throughout the world and within the kingdom to come, who are also gathered together in common union together, gathered together in the presence of God Himself in His heavenly kingdom. So, in a real sense, our own Basilica of St. Mary and every church located in every city and in every town throughout the entire world, every single Sunday becomes itself the Holy Church of the Resurrection. It becomes the Holy City of Jerusalem. Why? Because God is with us. And dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the most amazing miracle of all. And we should never take this miracle that occurs here in this church or this church for granted. Never. That's what I took away from our trip to the Holy Land over the last 2 weeks. And that's what I believe should be our focal point during this great and holy time of Lent this year. God is with us. His church is greater and spreads wider than we will ever know. And we are somehow mystically transformed each and every time we come together and call upon His holy name. And dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we should never take that for granted. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.